This episode is sponsored in part by OmniSend. Do you sell stuff online? Then you need OmniSend. Yes, that OmniSend. The powerful, yet refreshingly intuitive email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. That one's so good, it's almost boring. Like watching steady lines go up in charts and up and up. Just automate your email and SMS campaigns with OmniSend. Set it up once, then sit back and watch the sales roll in while you snooze. Oh, you're still awake? Then give OmniSend a try and start getting sales so steady, they'll definitely put you to sleep. OmniSend, your.omnisend.com/unofficial Shopify podcast. Ah, my friends, we're back, and we've got another expert merchant with quite a bit of experience to share with us. Today's guest is Josh Hadley from Hadley Designs. And Hadley Designs sells stationery, quite a lot of stationery. They've got 1,500 SKUs just on Amazon, and they have a Shopify store. And they went from Amazon to Shopify. And so that's an interesting story I want to get into. What does he learn there? As well as they're also exploring TikTok Shop. And so let's find out how that's working out for them. I'm your host, Kurt Elster.
Jack Nasty.
And this is the unofficial Shopify podcast. So, Josh, how you doing? Where are you calling me from?
Kurt, I'm doing well. I'm in Dallas, Texas, or if we want to get really specific, Flower Mound, Texas.
I enjoy Texas. I have never been. It seems cool. When you started Hadley Designs, tell me, what's the product that this brand sold initially?
It's quite the journey. We're actually going on our 10-year anniversary from the concept of my wife and I saying, we want to go do our own thing, which is really fun to see kind of where things have taken us. But this all originally started when I graduated with my MBA at the University of Utah. My wife graduated with her degree in early childhood development at the same time. And I had a job offer in the MBA leadership development program at American Airlines here in DFW. And so thus we graduate and we move down here. And my wife's first question is like, well, what am I going to do? Right. She's like, I've always loved art and I've always wanted to explore graphic design and stuff. And I was like, well, that's fine. We don't have any kids. We don't have a whole lot going on. I've got a good paying job. So why don't you go play around with this graphic design thing and just see what comes of it? And so she starts experimenting with it. She has a friend that's getting married and she's like, hey, I'll design your wedding invitations for free. Her friend's like, these are amazing. Like, I've got to pay you something for these. I just keep getting all these compliments. And then she's like, oh, and my friend's getting married, so you'll have to do hers too. So then the business, man that I am, I'm like, that's a business. We can do this if you've got that talent. And then we realized okay, this is not a scalable business. Like my wife was literally capped out. Like it was a 6-month waiting list just to have her design client stuff. And then I stumbled upon an Amazon course, right? Somebody making crazy amounts of money on Amazon. I was like, there's something there to it, right? So we took one of the most random things like recipe cards, like these brides kept requesting like recipe cards of all things for like their bridal showers. And we're like, well, we're not going to custom design a recipe card for you, but you can come get them over here at Amazon. So we sold out of those real quick on Amazon. And I was like, wait, we designed something once and we sold it multiple times. And all I have to do is click the reorder button. And now we've got more inventory. And so that began our transition. That was the fall of 2016. That began our transition into Amazon. So fast forward to today, we have over 1,500 different SKUs there on Amazon. We went all in on it and we do anything from party supplies to educational products to calendars, planners, you name it. So
the first thing you sell is wedding invitations, which it worked, but it doesn't scale because they're one off. Every set is custom. You can only sell so many custom invitations, right? How many people do they invite? 150, 100, 200. There's a finite amount for the amount of effort that goes into it. It's high stakes, mission critical event, right? You don't want to mess them up. And so that adds additional stress to it.
you could tell I've had friends who worked in the wedding industry. Once you discover, oh, we could sell these recipe cards, design once and keep selling it. Oh, I like that. What is that the turning point where you went, this is a business that can scale beyond just those custom invitations?
Yeah, 100%. As soon as we found that, like, okay, instead of my wife having to design something from scratch every single day, like that's literally like she was booked, like every day there was a new client she was working on their designs for, right? And so rather than doing that, it's like, well, if she worked on a new design for a product that we could just put on Amazon, what type of snowball could we create that way that this monster just continues to grow? And so that's where we kind of said, like, okay, instead of working with these one-off clients, because you're right, like there's no repeat customers for weddings, ideally. Right? There's not very many repeat customers there. So like you're just constantly on the lookout for your next customer. And it was just like very draining, you're time strapped. And like we had literally capped out, like we had made six figures doing that, and it was good, but hitting like $1 million in that business, and we were charging, by the way, $1,500, $2,000 just for Becca to design their invitations, right? Like these weren't cheap. And so we were still under $500,000 working with new clients every single day, right? And so I knew that there was no chance of getting to $1 million, which at the time our goal was like, oh, if we could have $1 million business, it'd be life changing, right? And I knew that the only way to do that was like, we'd have to go either hire more graphic designers, which then that you have an issue with that. Like every designer has their own style. How do you match that style? And it's like, man, I don't know if I like that headache, but my wife and I could keep, like I could sell on Amazon. She could keep designing. This is pretty easy. And so Amazon has been the most scalable channel for us, hands down.
So once you had that tremendous success on Amazon, you decided to venture into Shopify. How long ago was that? What drove that decision?
Yeah, so there's a couple times that we've dabbled in Shopify. I'll save the other random stories. We started doing like printables and stuff like that we tried to sell.
Oh, like digital downloads?
Digital downloads, and then tried to do that with Shopify and very mixed results.
Which you could do. Yeah, we've done it, you know, being able to sell digital downloads. People print their own stuff. I don't know about, you know, how successful it is, but it's doable.
Yeah, possible. We had all the emails flows working, and I mean, it's still around today. Like that website, you can go check it out, hadleydesignsprintables.com. Like it's still around. You could still go buy stuff there from it, but the market for that DIY stuff, for that party space, it's just extremely challenging to be able to like really monetize that well, right? Because you're talking to people that are very economical. And so it's very limited to, you know, anyways, long story short, maybe we could have found some gold there, but we decided to pivot. So this started really at the end of 2023. I was like, we aren't even offering our same products that are on Amazon. You can't buy them on Shopify. It's nowhere to be found. So what we decided to do is create that Shopify storefront, and we listed all of our products on there. And Kurt, we had 1,500 different products in a bunch of different categories, and we had very, very little sales because we didn't have, like, again, I knew that, I know the Shopify game, it's not a build it and they will come, right? It is much more like the name of the game completely flips. Whereas on Amazon, I can go into very wide different tangents and, you know, and on Amazon, you're not having to worry about any of the traffic. Well, on Shopify, it all becomes like, where are you getting your traffic from? And how good is your sales funnel? And how good are you at increasing that AOV? And is that higher than what your customer acquisition cost is? Like that conversation in and of itself is very foreign to 99% of Amazon sellers, right? Like you don't have to think about what's my CAC, what's my LTV, what's my AOV on Amazon, right? Maybe for some supplement sellers that do, they do dabble into that. But for everyday products and consumable items, like people aren't thinking that way as much on Amazon. Whereas on Shopify, like your mindset truly has to change. So I could go down that rabbit hole there, Kurt, and have, but don't want to lead you too far astray here.
Once you start with your Shopify store, how did that fit into the overall business strategy? You were able to compare and contrast for us a little bit, but managing the two platforms difficult? Like, what was the big struggle here?
Well, I think the biggest challenge, I think, A, we had to have like a resource. So we hired like a channel manager that could upload everything and make sure everything's looking cute and pretty there on our Shopify storefront, right? So that's one thing we had to figure out along with the fulfillment. But then I knew like the real crux of all of this had to come down to like, how are we going to generate traffic? And for us, our biggest problem is like, we've got 1500 different products. So what are we trying to funnel people towards, right? It's one thing on Amazon, the biggest differentiator on Amazon is like, it's very search intent, right? You have active buyers. Oh, I'm looking for a Bumblebee baby shower invitation. That's exactly what I'm typing into Amazon. And I know I'm going to be served with that. Now, yes, will people type that into Google? Yes. But you don't know how far they are down their journey, you know? If you're on Amazon, you know somebody's wanting something physically shipped to them. If you look up Bumblebee baby shower invitation on Google, I don't know if you're looking for inspiration. So you're going to go to Pinterest. I don't know if you're trying to go find a printable template that you can go design yourself. Or I don't know if you're wanting, you know, custom made invitations, right? Or something like that. So that was our challenge, is like, man, scaling that out amongst 1500 different SKUs is going to be a real challenge. But the real unlock really happened for us, Kurt, when we dabbled into TikTok Shop. So we launched our Shopify store in like December of 2023, right? So in February, we hear all these things about TikTok Shop. And so we're like, yeah, let's dabble into TikTok Shop. Let's see what's happening there. And so with TikTok Shop, it is 100% just like a creator play, right? Your sales are only as good as like the last viral video that your creators created for you. Or you as the brand are really good at creating videos that can go viral, and then you can generate a good amount of sales from there. Well, long story short, we take all, like, number one, huge advocate for what TikTok Shop has built. There is no influencer or affiliate marketing like site or marketplace or software tool I have ever found that is as easy to find relevant influencers for your niche, and then being able to recruit those affiliates, and then be able to actually monitor the performance of those affiliates very, very easily. Like, and I've talked to a lot of like influencer like marketers that like they are influencer marketing consultants, and they are like, I've never, like, TikTok Shop is built what every influencer platform has thought they were trying to do for the last decade. And it's all inside of TikTok Shop. So what we did is we went into our niche. We said, all right, we've got 1500 different products. Let's choose our top 10 for right now. And let's just see, like, let's give out hundreds of samples. And so that's what we did. We gave out hundreds of samples, and lo and behold, we had a creator that went viral with one of our poster sets, and it went viral. She did 2 million views on that thing. And I was like, holy crap, we're off to the races. This is the thing we need to double down on. So we kept sending out more and more samples. We're like, okay, maybe it's just a numbers game. Keep sending out more and more samples. So right now, about every other month, it seems like right now, we're getting a viral video that will do 2 million plus views right now. And then
the core strategy here is product seeding, it sounds like.
100%.
How many, you've been doing this since February, so 8 months. How many influencers have you sent product to at this point, do you think?
Probably over 1500 would be my kind of guess. And then I know my actual number of like engaged creators is like 989 right now. And that's because one of the things that we started doing is we actually started to create an affiliate, like our, we call them like our TikTok brand ambassadors, and we call it our TikTok brand ambassador newsletter. So I'm sending out an email to these people every other day, talking to them about our newest products, talking to them about, hey, check out these viral videos that other creators created. Maybe you can create something similar. And then we'll run like a monthly contest.
This is the magic. This is the thing that everybody misses.
Because most people do this. They send out the samples, and guess what? Somebody will record one video. They will post about your product. Done. That's it. Right? And I was like, this is way too much time and effort for me to not be able to like continue to work with these creators on an ongoing basis. This has been like our secret magic, if you will, is going the extra mile that 99% of brands do not do. So, Kurt, do you want to hear my secret hack of how I've been able to do this?
Absolutely, I do.
All right. Only if you keep it on the down low and you don't share this with millions of downloads and visitors that listen to your podcast.
I will absolutely make sure no one hears this.
All right. Perfect. All right. So, Kurt, here is the magic hack out of all of this. TikTok will not share the customer's information or like the affiliate's information with you. Okay. You can message them on TikTok's platform. That's fine. Okay. But they don't give you access to like their email address or their phone number. All right. Here's the hack. Okay. If when you send them a sample, okay, as long as you don't use Fulfilled by TikTok. So if you use Fulfilled by TikTok, you screw it all up. What TikTok ends up doing is they pass all the, like when you fulfill that sample, TikTok will then give you the creator's name, their physical address where they want the product shipped, and then they give you their phone number. Okay. So you take that phone number, and it is so easy to go upload that. There's a bunch of different databases, right, in software tools. You can go pay and you can go match these phone numbers to different email addresses, right? So that's a way that you can go get these email addresses for these creators. Or there's about 50% of creators that already have their email address just in their profile because they want people reaching out for like collabs and different things like that. So the secret is now I've got their cell phone number and I can reach out to them and say, hey, want to invite you, you know, hey, did you get the samples? Great. Here's our newsletter. We want you to join it. You can subscribe. Okay. So now I'm texting these people. And so for our top affiliates, guess what I have? I have their contact information. I have it saved. And on a monthly basis, I'm reaching out to these guys and I'm having personal one-on-one conversations with them. We just had a baby a couple weeks ago, welcomed our fourth child into the world. And like I sent a picture. Hey, just wanted to keep you in the know. Here's our fourth son. And they were great and they replied back. So that's the secret hack is like, there's a lot of people that will take that, they use Fulfilled by TikTok and they think, oh, this is great. I'm getting all these cheap fulfillment rates from TikTok, which is true. It will save you money. But if you can either fulfill the products yourself, or for us, we just use Amazon's multi-channel fulfillment and we send it out, you get all of the creator's contact info. It's your job to go do something with that info.
Ever wake up to customers canceling orders? Maybe they said, I shouldn't shop when I'm high. This was a gift. We broke up. Those are all real customer quotes. And they're all a real hassle for your customer and you. Why should the customer have to ask you to edit their order for them? What if they could do it themselves? Enter Cleverific. With Cleverific, you can empower your customers to make their own changes through a self-service portal. Cleverific is designed to reduce customer support tickets, ship orders faster, and even reduce returns and lost packages. Don't just take our word for it. Menswear retailer Peter Manning New York cut their order support queries by 99% with Cleverific. And they're not alone. Exclusively for listeners of the Unofficial Shopify podcast, get 50% off Cleverific's Pro plan, now just $49 a month, giving you full access to everything Cleverific has to offer. Just go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use the promo code KURT50, that's KRUT50, at checkout to claim your discount. Take control with Cleverific and watch your customer support tickets plummet, shipping speeds increase, and package returns decrease. And all of that means happier customers. So your success on TikTok, really, what you're seeing is it is very reliant on good content. You said like, hey, every 60 days we get a video that breaks a million views, which is excellent. You've got creators creating lots of videos to get that one hit. It would not be as practical to do this yourself. And, you know, it's just a huge commitment. And so your advantage here is the cost of goods sold on your product is quite low because it's stationary. Now, like all the time and effort that goes into creating the designs, that's a one-time sunk cost. And so just sending out the finished good to people, that you could do. So some definite advantages in stationary for sure. And then, of course, disadvantage being like lower barrier to entry, et cetera. I like your approach here. So, okay, what advice would you give Shopify merchants that say, all right, I want to get into TikTok as a channel and I want success like Josh Hadley?
When we send out, so when we're messaging these creators, we specifically tell them, we will not send you a sample unless you give us express permission to utilize any of the videos you create with our products on our website, on any ads that we want to create so that we can splice, chop up your video, do whatever we want to do to run these ads. Okay. And if you do that up front, and it's just a hard line, it's like, if you don't want it, that's fine. I've got hundreds of sample requests that are coming in for my products, right? There's so many hungry creators out there that it's just a requirement. If you want me to, I'm sending them typically like 5 different products at a time. If you want these free samples, my request like is that you give us unlimited license to use your videos. And I'm getting 80% of those creators, like they don't even bat an eye. They're like, yeah, sure, not a problem. Okay. So guess what we're doing with those, Kurt? As soon as we know which video is going viral, okay, we then we'll go create mashups, right? Turn on a Facebook ad. And now what we've done is we've taken whatever products are doing well on TikTok Shop, we create a dedicated sales funnel just for that product. So we created another version of like our Hadley Designs website. Hadley Designs has 1,500 SKUs on it. Then we took the top selling products that are on TikTok Shop and we created another website. Okay. And it's more just like a dedicated sales funnel. So the only way you're really going to access it is like find the ads and go through the funnel. And that has been where we're hitting like already out of the gate. I think we're at a 3-4 ROAS out on the outset. We're already profitable with our first ads on Meta, just by using that strategy of taking already a mashup of good content that we have permission to use, running the ads, and then it's going to a dedicated sales funnel. It's specifically targeting the products that people want. And here's the best part. TikTok doesn't do a good job of upselling, just like Amazon doesn't do a good job of upselling. I'm able to upsell. Like there's so many different Shopify apps, right, that you can use to upsell customers. So now I'm able to like upsell, and now we're getting AOVs. My AOV on TikTok Shop right now, $30. My AOV over on Shopify right now, $75. That's been the game changing aspect of all of this, Kurt, is TikTok Shop. I love it because it's creating some traffic, right? And then people are searching our brand, but that's not as important as like literally in the last 3 days, I think we have 120 pieces of like content that have been created for our brand, not by us.
That's amazing. Anyone listening would be thrilled to have that.
And then as anybody knows on Facebook and Meta and any of these advertising platforms, like you're only as good as your last kind of like good ad, right? And the ad creative can die out pretty quickly, right? You should be testing new ad creative, like either on a daily, if not weekly basis. And I've got a fresh set of content constantly streaming in to the business that I don't have to do myself. So I think that's the biggest unlock that I would encourage any Shopify store owner is like, get onto TikTok Shop and just seed the crap out of it. And guess what? Especially if you have a lower cost product, right? And you can afford to do that. the bonus would be, the upside is, great, I have a video that goes viral by some of these creators. That's great. I would call that like the cherry on top, right? TikTok becomes like a profitable platform for you, which I would definitely recommend, because TikTok Shop is giving away all sorts of incentives, right? Right now, they're funding a lot of coupons just to get people to like buy on TikTok Shop. So like, take advantage of it while it's in the early days of TikTok Shop. It's never going to be as easy as it is now. So get on there. Cherry on top is you actually start making a good amount of money on TikTok Shop. But worst case scenario, you've got hundreds of pieces of content coming into your business today.
And with that content, you've seen content that mostly doesn't work, and you've seen some content that absolutely takes off.
Yeah.
Are there trends? What do you notice about what does and doesn't work?
Oh man, I've been trying to figure that out myself. And like, is it the script that they're using, right? Because there's like viral scripts that people recommend. And like, if you say this, like, this is definitely what will hook the audience. I still think there's like an amount of like mystery to TikTok, that like TikTok just will light something on fire, even though you're like, this is the stupid, like, this doesn't even have a hook. And this is, in my opinion, not even a great video. Like, I've got other videos that I've seen that are like, wow, this looks really good, yet it doesn't go anywhere, right? So sadly, I am not an expert when it comes to viral content or being able to dissect those to go viral on repeat. And that's why I go back to the creators and I just say, like, get inspired by these creators and they'll create something similar. But I'm not seeing, like, if you follow what this creator did, all the other creators start to see the same success. It's really interesting. Like, every video has been very unique and been very different.
I have found, yeah, it is so hard to predict in advance what content will and won't resonate with your audience. And then any advice that's like, hey, this is absolutely the framework and the formula. Well, maybe, right? But yeah. You never know until you try it. And there's not a ton of consistency. And there's just so many factors you can't control. Now you've got two stores going. There's the core store, 1,500 SKUs. And then you have the sales funnel store, which I imagine is like landing pages. And you said that's got, you know, maybe 10 SKUs. That reminds me of the importance of focus, of having that niche, narrow, laser focus on the product, solution, audience, whatever it may be. And so, well, if you did it over again, would you start with 1,500 products or start with 100? How would you do it in an ideal world?
Yeah, so let's talk about Shopify specifically. I think the strategy works great on Amazon, right? Because Amazon's very search intent driven, right? So I have no problem with 1,500 SKUs on Amazon. But when it comes to Shopify and creating an email, like if you want to create like a customer list, here's a massive mistake that we made, Kurt. I paid an agency that was a supposedly really good email marketing agency back in 2021. And I was like, we do 50,000 plus orders on Amazon a month, right? At least right now. And so I've got these people that come to the website, they'll scan QR codes, they'll get into like our emails flow and stuff like that. But they, like, I have a list of over 250,000 people on my email list. But like, that's not really doing me anything. So my whole idea was like, well, we'll pepper this audience with a bunch of our different products that we're selling on Amazon, right? I paid this marketing agency $6,000 a month for 12 months. And my return on that was like -1,000% because like they could not turn a profit. Either Amazon's tracking and metrics is like attribution links are completely broken, or like, the audience, how do you market 1,500 different SKUs to 250,000 different people that one person could have bought a baby shower invitation, another person could have bought a chore chart for their kid, another person is a teacher that bought something for her classroom. Like, those customer avatars could not be more different from each other.
Hey, aren't you forgetting something? If you're not using one-click upsell, you're leaving 10 to 15% of your total Shopify revenue on the table. One-click upsell is the number one upsell app for over 15,000 Shopify stores. Listen to these brands: Tushy, Dr. Squatch, Buffy and Victoria Beckham, and guess what? It's already made sellers, just like you, an extra $750 million in upsell revenue. With one-click upsell, you can add AI-powered upsell funnels to every product on your store, including upsells on your product pages, shopping cart, checkout, and thank you page, even on the shop app, so you increase your average order value automatically. And getting started is a breeze. You can install the app, launch your first upsell, and start making 10 to 15% more cash from every customer beginning on day one, as in today. Don't leave behind another dollar in free upsell revenue. Go to zipify.com/Kurt and try one-click upsell free for 30 days. That's zipify.com/KURT.
Yeah, you have, it's not just that you have different products or different categories. It's like use case and customer is so completely different. And that great example is teacher buying educational poster, bride buying save the date cards. Totally unrelated.
Totally unrelated. And how do you market to that one person, right? You really can't. So the best, how would you do this properly? Well, you break my catalog down into like, there's 80 technically different like product portfolios. If you want to say like, these are wedding, these are baby shower, these are kids party, like 80 different like categories. So what am I going to do? Light up 80 different email marketing campaigns? Like, we're not that big, right? Like maybe if we cross the, I don't know, 1 billion mark one day. But so what would I do in hindsight is start with one group product, right? So start with our best-selling product and say, I'm going to do this one thing and be focused, just as you said, Kurt, on this one message, one customer avatar, and this is my one product. And, you know, obviously like correlating products with it that you could upsell, and I would focus there. And this has been the biggest unlock for our business. Like, I've always been so hungry to have my own Shopify store, not to necessarily just diversify away from Amazon, but I just think like the world of e-commerce gets 10 times more exciting when you can use upsells and you can create membership programs and you can actually nurture these customers and like help them become raving fans of your products. Whereas like on Amazon, most people just like, you ask five of your friends today, hey, what was the last brand you bought on Amazon? They'd be like, I don't know. That's the biggest change. And so we're now profitable on Shopify for the first time. And then we also have a dedicated email sales funnel that for the first time is actually making money on our products, because guess what? It's speaking to one customer audience. And now we've got retargeting and all of that is working because talking to one type of person, I'm serving them one type of product, and this gets a lot more exciting. So what does the future look like for us? My hope is to go say, now can we go create that type of success for another one of our categories right now, right? So I don't know, maybe it's weddings, but.
Would you break these into separate sites and brands, or?
But I wouldn't necessarily break it into a different brand quite yet. But I think having just dedicated sales funnels, right? I think for now, maybe talk to me in a year, Kurt. Maybe I'll change my mind on the branding. And we've thought about that a lot. And that's our challenge, is like really like Hadley Designs is like, I don't know, like kind of like the CPG firms like Procter & Gamble, and it has a bunch of different brands underneath that. Like that's probably truly the way our like business should be set up, if you will.
Portfolio of brands. But they all can leverage and borrow from each other because it's the same core competencies.
Exactly. So I think that's maybe like where the future lies. And so it's doing that with our next best-selling product category and seeing that. But we're still early in on this game. We've got a lot of runway to go with these kind of like educational posters that we're super excited about that.
Now, all right. So you're selling on Amazon, Shopify, and TikTok Shop. So you got an omni-channel presence, it's all online, but also a small business with a lot going on. Any frustrations or difficulties managing all that? Or you're like, I'm cool as a cucumber, I got under control, here's how.
Yeah, with a new baby 2 weeks old. Yeah,
with four kids.
Yeah, no stress at all, Kurt. Like life is just sunshine and rainbows. No, like it's very challenging, right? Especially when you get into like new ventures, And, you know, one thing that we didn't talk about is like, we got kicked in the teeth at the beginning of 2024. We had multiple failed product launches on Amazon, and I have never been as cash poor in our business as I was at the beginning of this year. And so it got me hungry to be like, something has to change. Something has to change. And that's why we experimented with TikTok Shop, and that helped us, right? And then it kind of gave us like the next light forward to say like, all right, take this next step. Now take this next step. And we're in a much better position than we are in now. But this can only happen because I've been able to build up our team. This is a good and a bad thing. One of the reasons why cash flow was so poor is because like I've got a lot of overhead that we've built up to manage and run our brand. We have 30 different team members. There's been one team member that has stuck out since we hired him 3 years ago as our copywriter, and he just has always had a knack for marketing. And I told him kind of this vision with like Shopify and stuff, and he had been doing Shopify courses. So like him and I together, like he's the one who's executed on all of this. And so what I would say is like a partnering with people, experts is a valuable thing, but also being very clear with like your roles in the business. The only way that I can manage our brand is by having 30 different team members. But in my podcast, Kurt, there's one episode that like people continue to like talk about the most, and it's my 7-step hiring process of how I go find A-level management staff overseas. Okay, so I'm going to be able to find management level staff. The majority of our staff is working in the Philippines and in Mexico. A lot of these people are very experienced individuals, very smart, very capable. Some of them previously worked at IBM. We've had people that have worked at like Coca-Cola. Like they've worked for these large US corporations, but just they're in the Philippines. And the cost of living is so much lower. And they're just wicked smart people. So that's been the biggest way I've been able to grow our brand, has been able to be delegating, all right, our Amazon advertising management, this goes to somebody that's a very capable person. Our supply chain operations needs to go to a very capable person. Okay. So being able to hand that stuff off gave me the capacity this year to be able to experiment with Shopify. And I'm a big believer that like, you've got to always be like pushing the envelope. You've got to be taking a step in the dark every single day, every single year in your business. Because if you just sit back and you're like, oh, things are all good, and you're not trying to grow and see what the new trend is or move the needle forward, like competition is just increasing faster and faster. Is like the digital as technology makes it so much easier to just, it's leveling that playing field, right? AI is leveling the playing field, and it is making you as a business owner have to work 2-3 times as hard as you did previously, and smarter, not necessarily harder, but smarter, by adopting that technology and saying like, all right, how do we scale up our ads using AI then, right? Like if we were doing 10 pieces of content a month previously, how do I scale that up to 100 pieces of content per month using AI in order to stay ahead of the game? Because if you don't, you're going to get your butt kicked. So there's my 2 cents for you, Kurt.
You know, I love all of that advice, and I agree with it. I definitely use AI tools a dozen times a day, every day, and for sure it has made me more productive. It has improved the quality of my output. It has made my life easier. It's also, certainly, I don't think I work any less, right? I think I'm working just as hard as before, but the output has increased or improved.
Yeah, output, it scales really quick, right? Work smarter, not harder.
So I want to do a lightning round with you, and I think we should start with favorite AI tool.
It's nothing fancy. It's going to be ChatGPT, but it's building custom bots for yourself, okay?
Custom GPTs?
Custom GPTs, yes.
Okay. Because
that's where the magic comes in for me. So really good examples of this is we've got like that newsletter that I talked about for our brand ambassadors, okay? Dedicated custom GPT. You take some of the top marketers that are out there, take like a Perry Belcher, and you go take his email mastery course, right? You download the transcripts of all of those videos and stuff in PDF format. upload them to your custom GPT. Then you take other smart people that you're big fans of, you know, Ryan Dice, take any of the digital marketer stuff, download anything that they're talking about, newsletters or affiliate marketing. You download it into these PDFs. You now upload it into this custom GPT. Now, what you've essentially done is you've trained this GPT to focus on content that you already are like confident, like these are experts. I want you to rely on this, because if you don't, ChatGPT is just relying on like the web. It's scouring the web. It's indexed all of this. And like, do you trust every blogger out there, Kurt? Like sometimes that information is like, sometimes it can be garbage, right? And so being able to take experts' advice, download it into like a PDF, upload it into a custom GPT, and now I'm only talking about very specific stuff, and I can have a dedicated conversation that is really like tailored to what I want it to spit out, and it gives me brilliant ideas on a monthly basis what I should be sending as these newsletters, great email subject lines, all of the above. So my hack is that building expert GPT funnels just for yourself.
I love it, because what I've learned with generative AI in general is the golden rule is garbage in, garbage out, right? If you give it really good context and prompting and framework and understanding of what you want it to do, and you can help it with the chain of reasoning and thought, then suddenly it is going to have an extraordinary result. But if you just, you know, start with, hey, I load up, you know, ChatGPT unprompted and just go, make me this, write me this article.
Give I mean, me it's just an email generate, newsletter. Yeah, for my affiliates, right?
It's going to churn out generic salesy garbage, right? Because that's what it's good at. That is what it has been trained to do. And then it's going to use a lot of the same phrases, you know, delve. My favorite modification to any ChatGPT prompt is no yapping. These are like magic words. If you tell it no yapping, it suddenly becomes a lot more concise, as opposed to like the insane verbose wordplay it likes to engage in. Okay. Well, all right. Final question. Favorite book?
My favorite book would be The One Thing, okay, by Gary Keller. And this talks about making the one thing the one thing. You as a business owner can be pulled in so many different directions every day, okay? And you go to a conference or you listen to a podcast like this, and it's just shiny object syndrome. You're like, oh, Josh is killing it on TikTok shop. Let me get on TikTok shop, or else I'm losing. It's like, I don't know. Maybe that's the right answer for your brand. Maybe it's not. Maybe you need to double down on what you already found an amazing funnel that's working for you. Maybe that's where you need to double down on. And so I love the book, The One Thing. So many principles for not only your life in general, but also it business principles. So making sure that, you know, how important is your marriage? What is the one thing you should be working on with your marriage? What's your one thing you should be working on with your family, your children? What's the one thing you should be working on within your business? And if you can keep those in at the top of your mind every day, you'll be able to look back 30 days and a quarter and 6 months from now and see progress, because you've been focusing on the one thing that will move the needle the biggest. So not getting caught in the thick of thin things would be the gist of that book.
That's great advice. I'm going to check it out. Actually, you know what? I'm going to ask ChatGPT to summarize it for me.
Even better.
I absolutely will. Josh Hadley, Hadley Designs, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kurt. It's been a pleasure.
Crowdfunding campaigns are great. You can add social proof and urgency to your product pre-orders while reducing risk of failure. But with traditional crowdfunding platforms, you're paying high fees and giving away control, all while your campaign is lost in a sea of similar offers. It can be frustrating. That's why we built Crowdfunder, the Shopify app that turns your Shopify product pages into your own independent crowdfunding campaigns. We originally created Crowdfunder for our private clients, and it was so successful, we turned it into an app that anyone can use. Today, merchants using Crowdfunder have raised millions collectively. With Crowdfunder, you'll enjoy real-time tracking, full campaign control, and direct customer engagement. And it's part of the Built for Shopify program, so you know it's easy to use. So say goodbye to high fees and hello to successful store-based crowdfunding. Start your free trial and transform your Shopify store into a pre-order powerhouse today. Search Crowdfunder in the Shopify App Store to get started.